One of the questions I get all the time from young women is, how do I become a model? I never answer that question. There are plenty of agents, books, and other sources better equipped to give professional advice than me. Instead, I pose my own question. Let me ask you this. Do you want to become a model because it's going to make you feel pretty, earn a lot of money, or become famous? And here comes the hard truth. Because if so, none of that is going to happen. I know that must seem like a real load of BS coming from me, or even cruel. I've been lucky, because becoming a model has given me all those things and more than I've ever imagined. But fame, in my case, and in pretty much all cases, is pure luck. Not to mention a ton of hard work. It just is. If there were a formula to it, a lot more people would be famous. Most models who work consistently do so in complete obscurity, like any other job. It is a select few who become household names in the modeling world. A very select few. And the money thing? You can definitely make a lot of money, if you're the it girl, which is as rare as making it as an actress or pop musician. If you are the it girl, you'd better know how to invest your money, because you won't be the it girl for long. More on that later. The rates for magazine work and fashion shows is much less than people imagine, and a lot of a model's time is taken up not with paying jobs, but with going from casting to casting, where the competition is so fierce that she's much more likely to be rejected than hired. Last up, the pretty thing. No matter how many hairstylists, makeup artists, fashion stylists, and Photoshop experts you employ, being a model makes you feel seriously ugly. Because your appearance is your profession, it's also fair game for criticism. When you're a model, people pick apart and manipulate every single aspect of your exterior. No part of you is off limits. I give that hard truth talk to all aspiring models. Because although I want them to know what they are getting into, I understand the drive behind the desire. Before I even turned pretty, I sought out the limelight. Heck, before I could eat solid food, I was an attention hog, according to my mother. Apparently, I was colorful, my mom's word, even as an infant. When she would lay me on a blanket on the floor, I lifted my head up and looked around the room with presence. Again, my mom. I always looked people in the eye, even as a 2-year-old when we went to Disney World and I decided to say hi to everyone I passed. By 3 years old, I took to standing behind the pulpit in church to give a sermon to an empty sanctuary. Yeah, I was very comfortable with myself. And no stage was too small for me. I also used the fireplace hearth as a podium for my greatness. When my younger sisters, Maddie and Abby, came into the picture, I included them in my show. I didn't mind sharing the limelight, as long as I was the loudest and most memorable. We danced and sang. Every Christmas, we put on a whole talent show for our family. No matter the occasion, I was the director and the star. We moved around a lot when I was growing up, because of my dad's job in database marketing. I was only a month or two old when we moved to Atlanta, where we lived until I was 4 years old. Mom was 8 months pregnant with Madison when we moved to New Hampshire, and 7 months pregnant with Abby when we moved to Conway, Arkansas. So, with some combination of infants, toddlers, and pregnancy, my mom, a homemaker, landed in new houses in unfamiliar towns where she didn't know a soul. On top of that, my dad traveled so much for work, she was usually alone at home with my sisters and me.